Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Support for today's show comes from MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they're the best in the business. They're the best you bet this season. They've been in the business for years with great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Not to mention they have in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business. Enjoy. Join now. MyBookie will match you dollar for dollar on any activity you choose to achieve.
Does not say that. Any activity?
No, I'm making things up.
Oh, gambling. Okay.
Use the promo code Jim Jeffries to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's M-I-Y-Y.
Let's try it again. Start over. M.
That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E. MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Jim Jeffries. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-I, Jeffries.
I think you missed a letter in there.
No, it was a joke.
Yeah.
That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-I. And don't forget to use the promo code Jim Jeffries when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you paid. Now, there is a fourth option. You lose. Like everyone can't win. What am I selling?
Everybody wins.
You all win. I don't even get why my bookie's a company. Just like they're giving away money.
Now they offer you tips, gambling tips.
Hi, this is the Jim Jeffries Show podcast. We're on a hiatus at the moment. We're recording this, pre-recording this podcast because I think we're all on holidays right now.
Yep.
But we're also, while we're recording this, we're in Las Vegas right now. We're doing some shows. Are you enjoying Las Vegas for us?
I am. Are you?
I am, yes. Yes. I'm having that little lull day today.
Yeah, well, we've been here 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hot.
It is hot.
So we stayed inside mostly.
Yeah.
And
I went and got sushi just then. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Sushi Roku, I got. Roku, because Nobu wasn't open.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
And I wanted to eat it. I wanted to eat it Gordon Ramsay thing and have a beef Wellington. I wanted to have a beef Wellington and then eggs Benedict for breakfast.
Did you sing a song at the beginning?
For dinner. Oh, this is the Jim Jeffries Show. It's a podcast, but it's in Vegas. Viva Jim Jeffries.
Pretty good.
All right.
And we have a friend on the podcast. He's been on the podcast briefly before, but yes, this is your first full-length one, Orlando Leyba.
Hey.
You just got into town, Orlando?
Just drove in.
Are you doing anything tonight?
No, just hanging out with you guys, man. Out. Coming to see the great Jim Jeffries.
Ah.
I was just bragging about the amount of billboards they have for you on the way in.
We have something very exciting to tell you. I don't know if you told him about last night.
No.
We had one of the Property Brothers here.
Oh,
geez.
In this same room.
The one of the weird twins. That's awesome. Yeah.
Which one was it? What was his name?
It doesn't matter. They're twins.
It was John?
Jonathan. Huh? Jonathan, yeah. Scott.
They're awesome, man.
And the thing was one of our producers, Andrew Wontuck, texted Jack Hackett, who's in the room as well, and said, there's a property manager wants to meet Jim. We thought it was a property manager of the Mirage.
like a guy from MGM.
We're like, all right, I guess we'll meet the guy.
Yeah, we got to say, hello, thank you for having us in your casino. Yeah. We're having a wonderful time.
So did he hang out? You guys got to hang out with
him? Yeah, we drank a little tequila with him.
That's awesome, man. Those two 15, brothers, their story is like awesome, man. Like their dad made them build a house as little kids. And then they stuck with it. And then when they went to college, they basically bought a house. They bought their first house with good credit and then rented all the rooms. And they never paid for the house. Just basically all these college students that would stay in the house with them paid for the house. Mm. And they had this great property right off the university.
Yeah. See, I told you it would be. You're so sad you weren't here last night.
Should have came in early.
It's like the worst origin story of a superhero I've ever heard.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, I knew Orlando would know facts about him. I didn't even know. It still
Forrest didn't know he was until he was gone.
It still didn't even hit me until he left. I was like, I still thought he was a property manager, but I was like, man, this guy looks familiar. And he said something about his show. He goes, yeah, there was a bet on my show, and I had the dance from Thunder Down Under, the whole thing. And I was just like, yeah, this guy seems like he's in entertainment somehow, because he was like he was no, yeah. he's telling jokes and
I
speaking.
They've tweeted about me before. I think they've been to a few of my shows previously, yeah. but I've never met one of the.
But he was
girls.
With some other people. Like
he was with a couple of girls that used to be. 10 years ago in East Bay Vegas, it used to be the Playboy Lounge in the Palms.
Yeah.
And it used to be the Playboy Comedy Club. And these were the girls that had to dress up as bunnies and be waitresses. And yeah. Now they're like, one of them's like an artist and one of them still is like a Vegas showgirl type thing. And
yeah.
Nice people.
Yeah.
In that world, those two brothers are the rock stars. You get me? In that world, those two brothers are
Those guys
Elvis.
Are huge. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They are Elvis, man. Wherever... I was, man, I'm geeked
in,
out
in
that
the
you guys see
property
and like building and
he's standing right
HGTV.
Over there, Orlando.
Yeah, man. And that whole remodeling building. It's I ask myself why I'm so passionate about those shows, and it's because of like the instant gratification. Like the kitchen looks like shit. 30 minutes later, brand new kitchen. You feel great. You can get up and walk out of the room, and you feel great, man. I feel great.
I never knew you were so passionate.
Yeah.
So
your passions include the Property Brothers and the Price is Right.
The Price is Right and Fixer Upper with Joanne and Chip in Waco, Texas, man.
Oh, yeah, that's some good stuff.
But you know who the other day I saw, and I wanted to drop the Jim Jeffries card.
Right, sure.
Dr. Drew. I've never met him. And
Dr. Drew would have been nice to you.
I know, and I wanted to be like, I'm friends with Jim. But I kind of also felt weird and stuff.
No, he would have been nice. He's one of the nicest men in the world, Dr. Drew.
Yeah. I purposely said a joke that I use his name in the joke.
I sometimes ring him up when I've got relationship problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to.
I have recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and the Drew talk to each other.
You're not together.
You know,
number.
I think he loved Katie Quigley. Like her material, like he was like, ha ha ha. I was like, that's Dr. Drew laughing.
Okay.
I'm a fan of.
No, he likes the comedy, Dr. Drew. He was in Legit.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Yeah, was he?
Loves Dr. Phil.
Missed that show.
He didn't get along with Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't know if that's official, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it is.
From what I can tell. him and Dr. He's very good friends with Anderson Cooper.
Anderson.
And I feel like those two look like they could be brothers, Dr. Drew and Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
They could go out trawling for pussy together with their white hair. Now, there is a few problems that would come along there.
Yeah.
One of them's married. That's the real issue.
Yeah. Anderson Cooper, though, you know, he would get a lot of pussy.
Yeah, but he's wasting it on men.
Yeah. He's wasting it?
He's wasting his pussy-pulling abilities.
So all gay guys should be ugly?
No. I like the good-looking ones are gay. It makes more room for us.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
You don't want them to get. If they start realizing how awesome women are, we're done. We're out.
Yeah, makes room for people like Jack to get women. You've been doing well here with the women in Vegas.
You got to pick up mics.
Yeah, we only have three mics. You have to share Orlando's. Here, I'll share. There you go. How have you been doing with the women in Vegas?
I've matched with two people on Bumble.
Right, but you...
One's ignored me. I'm talking to one right now.
Are you talking to one? Which one?
She's a bartender at Crazy Horse 3.
Oh. What's Crazy Horse 3?
That's the strip club.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I'm letting everybody else. It's a Crazy Horse 3 bartender. How old is she?
27.
Oh, okay. So are you going to go see her before you leave Vegas?
I don't know yet.
Have you asked?
Not yet. It's too early.
What are you talking about? What do you mean you don't know? You're talking to her.
I haven't seen the first two Crazy Horses. Would I still be able to follow the storyline of this one?
Nah. You'd have to go to the other two first, or you have to watch Ugly Coyote, whatever the fuck that's called.
You missed some plot lines.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, we could go to Crazy Horse if you want to meet her.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, you should have jumped at that chance.
I know.
You should have jumped at
that. What do you mean we'll see what? You're only here for another day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to, like... You don't have to be rude, but you at least be like, hey, do you want to get together for a drink? You just ask that.
Yeah.
Invited to
ask
the show.
Or invited to the show tonight.
I will.
But well, the show's in 5 hours.
Oh.
Gosh.
Less than 5 hours. Why wouldn't you?
Get on your phone. Give Orlando back the mic. Get on your phone. Invite her to the show right now.
What a life Jack has, man. Yo, Jack came over here in a private jet. You get me? Came in a PJ. Now he's on Bubbles.
I'm married.
Bubbles. I don't know the
I've never been on one of those, but I know. Yeah,
but he's on Bubbles and he's about to pick up a bubble. Like, jeez. Mm. Like, invite her to the show. Jeez.
To be fair, he matched with her like 2 days ago and he still hasn't invited her to anything. Boy.
So. You got a need, you got a show. You got a
yeah. Did you just ask her to the show?
Yeah.
Would you like to come to the Jim Jefferies show tonight?
You're out here with us?
Don't phrase it like this. Jim Jefferies show, night, come, later. They just put it like a sentence.
If you've got time tonight, come to the Jim Jefferies show. Yeah. Get you some drinks or whatever. Or maybe not get you some drinks.
Yeah. And
will Cosby something for you?
Yeah. It is, what's today, Saturday?
Saturday.
It is Saturday. It might
of course,
be
a Cosby
money
was
night.
A joke. We won't be doing that.
No, of course. All opinions on the show are opinions of... Not
so
of
don't
us,
be disappointed if she says no, though, because it might be, you know, tonight's a cheddar night. She
Jack's check, been check. Trying. He went to the club here, the nightclub, by himself in a jacket last night.
Nice.
How'd that go? Yeah, good?
He went dressed like Alex P. Keaton.
Was it suede?
He went to a hip-hop club and dressed like just like a young Republican and was like, I didn't get any girls. And it was like, they thought you were a narc in there.
Yeah, he kept on going up. Do you know any girls?
Hey, I got drugs. Hey, I got alcohol. What's up?
Invited to the show. Play the whole backstage angle, even though we know that's not exciting. But people,
yeah, backstage.
Mm-hmm.
All access.
Yeah.
Yep. VIP after party.
For sure. Don't put
my name in there. She's not gonna know I am. That'll be the deal breaker. We've eaten a lot of good food here in Vegas. What's your favorite food, sir?
I like the steakhouse is pretty good.
Specifically the foods you've eaten.
We once ordered 4 serves of crab legs and 3 spaghetti bolognese and an eggs benedict. That was a good meal.
Why'd you order the eggs benedict again?
Because we were tripping at the time, and so I just rang room service and thought...
It was like Jim was ordering the food, since he's performing here, he stays in this really nice villa, and you can order whatever you want. So just to prove that, he goes, I'll have 4 orders of crab legs, 3 orders of spaghetti bolognese, and then he looked at all of us like it was a huge joke. He goes, and 1 eggs benedict, and we were like, oh, and the person on the other line was just like, all right, eggs benedict, just writing it down. They were not impressed. They were just like, yeah, of course, like just some asshole wants eggs benedict at 11:30 with the spaghetti.
We ate it all.
Oh, no, we ate it all.
Every single mouthful was fucking eaten.
Yeah, no, we ate it all, except there was a little spaghetti left that you came back and ate at 3 in the morning.
Still
with your
was
hands.
Eaten.
Yeah.
Still was eaten.
That was good. But my favorite is the frozen watermelon thing.
Frozen watermelon juice?
I didn't know you could order that. That's right good. Now, Orlando, if you want, we can order frozen watermelon juice.
Wow. Yeah.
Not impressed?
Very impressed.
Doesn't sound like you're impressed.
Order frozen lychee juice? Anything.
Frozen lychee juice? You can't?
Yeah. Any fruit? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That might be a good one. Frozen lychee juice.
I went to the buffet today.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Not after you're having frozen watermelon. Like, what is that? What are you doing to yourself?
It's a lot of vitamins in it. Vitamin B12, vitamin C, lycopene.
I'm saying, why would you go to the buffet?
That was yesterday I had the watermelon.
I don't like buffets. It's like how I can't design a house, right? I can't put furniture in a house that all matches up. I don't know what I'm doing. And it's the same with food. I need a chef to make things that complement each other, because otherwise I've got a slice of pizza next to Chinese food.
Oh, yeah, no.
One piece of sushi and pumpkin pie. And I'm like...
Yeah, no, that's what I had. I had sushi, I had some bacon next to that, and then I had some chips and queso.
Yeah.
So I set a really nice menu.
Yeah, that's really around the world.
I would like an egg white omelet. But yeah, so it's very hot, so we haven't left pretty much the hotel except for once or twice.
Yeah, venture out a little.
I'll venture out. I'm definitely going to go to the garden. I don't know how I feel about seeing the dolphins, though. Because we're so out here and we're in the desert and they have dolphins. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's where they're naturally from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. But I'll venture in there.
Yeah, I think they got to get rid of the dolphins here. People get upset by the dolphins at the casino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also white lions. They're not meant to be fucking here either.
Yeah.
White lions or tigers?
There's white tigers and white lions. There's white everything over there.
But this is like this is like all the leftovers from Siegfried and Roy, right?
Roy animals just caged up in
the garden thing.
This is where Siegfried and Roy was.
Oh, boy.
This is where he got attacked. Yeah.
And now it's the Beatles' love show.
Yeah. Yeah, they did some Cirque du Soleil in there now, but they, that's where he got all mangled up.
Yeah.
Is he alive? Did he die?
No, he's just not good. He's not doing well.
He's not looking good.
No, he's not doing.
They're still together as a couple.
I assume the other one cheats a bit.
Yeah, that would be like one of those things like, hey, if I got mauled by one of these tigers, would you still love me? And you're like, sure.
They used to live with the tigers. The tigers used to swim in pools with them and shit.
Yeah.
So why did it bite them?
Well, they're all inbred. All the white animals are inbred, right, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
So to make keep them white, they're all inbred. So they're not mentally all there.
No, I know that, but if they, I figured, you know, I don't know. I guess just one of them snapped one day. I was having a bad day.
It's like that dude, I think he's in Mexico, or it's a black jaguar or something, where he just has all kind of...
No, it's Black Panther, the movie?
No, no.
Wakanda?
The guy that has all the big cats in his house.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
People donate money. He's on Instagram, and like people donate money to the... And he just has... I'm like, why?
I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. You don't follow the dude. I get it. Thought you were a cat person.
See,
I thought you were a cat person.
The survey's in. I believe that tree beats sand as more nature. The survey on the podcast.
What do you think? Sand or trees?
What's more nature?
Oh, trees.
What makes more shit?
He keeps going back to this. What makes more things?
What makes more?
This is a survey that we did weeks ago now, by the time this comes out.
Silicon chips and computers are made...
You can't breathe without trees.
I know, but, like, we could probably invent something that could make us breathe with sand. It's just that productive.
A rebreather or sand? Scuba sand?
Yeah, you could probably make a tree out of sand. You could never make...
I don't know if we need to rehash this argument. I'm just telling you that the people have spoken, and the people in the podcast group are never wrong. Except like when they criticize me.
I feel like it was pretty even.
Actually,
I haven't read it.
I haven't really checked it lately either, but it was way ahead. Yeah. My mind went blank. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So by the time this podcast comes out, the NFL will be starting up right around this time. And you don't like the NFL at all.
I don't like American football.
Yeah.
I don't. I like American
football.
I like it, but it's not my favorite sport. It's behind basketball and baseball, and then maybe even hockey at this point. And I used to watch it a lot, and I'll still watch college football probably, but, and I know you think college athletics is dumb, but...
Stupid.
But the NFL is like, I think I'm done with it this year. Like, I already was kind of done with it last year. It was just so dumb, the whole anthem really protest thing. But then it's just like continuing things like the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this guy Jameis Winston, I think it's still allegedly sexually assaulted an Uber driver, but he also allegedly raped a woman when he was at FSU. And there's a whole bunch of articles and documentaries and things you can see on that, where that's kind of like the police department kind of swept that under the rug. And he's just a giant piece of shit. And they're just going to let him play.
That's the same guy who stole the crab legs?
Stole the crab legs too from Publix. That's the least of his worries. And
that's Benedict with it, or
yeah. So it's like if they have like shitty people in their league, not just Jameis Winston. There's plenty of them. There's the fucking kicker for the New York Giants. I don't remember his name. He beat his wife, and they sort of left them in the league. And then
also
he finally,
the owners are shitty. They give people contracts that like that don't really happen. If they get injured, they lose them.
Oh yeah, no. When in the NFL, like another ones, you can have guaranteed contracts. You have safety nets and things like that. If you get injured in the NFL, there's some of the best running backs and wide receivers in the NFL that ever played, where they had 2 or 3 year stretch statistically and productivity wise, they were the best, where they got injured and then the next year they were cut and then you just forgot about them. And the reason you forget about them is they wear helmets. They're not allowed to take them off during the game because you get a penalty.
Yeah.
So you don't know what any of their faces look like. They're just like mindless. They're just like robots out there. The only ones you know are the quarterbacks because they do a few commercials here and there. Other than that, you don't know what anybody looks like in the league.
Yeah.
Except the head coaches and the owners, who are like, whatever. And then on top of that, now it's
like you in the podcast. No one quite knows what you look like.
They don't. People think I'm black. People think I'm skinny. People that don't even know what's going on. And now the whole protest thing. Like, and that, this is just such bullshit. Like, you should be able to do whatever you want to. The whole anthem has nothing to do with this, like, being against veterans or the police.
Yeah, I don't get the veteran connection.
Yeah, and it wasn't a thing until recently, when the paying the planes to fly over and shit like that. So I think this year I might not watch the NFL. Right. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do that. And I don't know if that's really going to affect their bottom line, you know, but it just, to me, it just seems like I'm supporting the league.
You might be a symptom of what's happening around the country. Mm-hmm. Might be a lot of people doing this.
I hope so, because I feel like I don't want to support, like, the NBA is a way more progressive league than basketball. It is, they're just more in touch with the reality of what's going on.
And the players have more rights.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but the NBA is the shit. Baseball is probably the best money-wise for you, but as far as like a whole picture, to me, the NBA is the best, and it's the second largest sport in the world now, just past cricket. So it's like basketball, because you can play it if you're poor. You don't need much. You just need a ball and a hoop. You can just take the soccer ball and then make that into a basketball, and then you have basketball. So, but
that's what you make it into one.
Well, you know what I mean. Like if you can't just play American football
and then
or baseball,
make your friend like hold his arms in a hoop.
Yeah. The guy that you don't like, he becomes a hoop. No.
His face is a backboard.
Yeah, but I guess
tallest kid in the class.
So, and anyways, and at the by the time this comes out, it's been a couple weeks. But our buddy Al Jackson, who was on this show called Daily Blast Live, had this. I don't want to say it was a rant, but he did kind of go off a little bit on this whole topic. So I retweeted it. It's on my Twitter, so you can check it out.
He dropped some knowledge.
Yeah, so about the situation.
Some things.
Basically, what he said is like everybody wants to make this about veterans, when in fact most of the people in the country don't give a shit about veterans.
There's a lot of lip service for veterans in this country. There's a lot of I support the troops, and saying that really doesn't do much.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing to say. Don't get me wrong, it's a nice thing to say, but it doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah, they know their medical care is shit. Like for the most, it's not that it's shit. It's
the
like
rate of homeless people who are ex-veterans is outrageous. The mental health problem is huge. Yeah. You live in a country without health care, so.
And there's veterans right now over the border in Mexico that we deported because they weren't citizens, but we let them serve 2 and 3 terms in the military, and they said, "Fuck you, get out of here." Yeah. It's such a hypocritical thing. So. Yeah. So watch.
My
that.
Whole thing is like with the football thing. Going back to what you said, I don't know. This might be a podcast fact, meaning that I might be wrong with it, but I believe the United States government pays for that big presentation that they do at football games with the giant flag on the field and the military,
and it's their
advertising because they want people to sign up for the military because no one's signing up for the military.
No, that is what's happening. They do the Air Force or whatever, pay for all that type of stuff.
I remember I worked one of my many jobs in life. I worked for CBS News and I used to cover the Miami Dolphins. And I clearly remember when anybody was singing the national anthem, they would tell them, "Hey, just sing it straight up. Don't add extra stuff to it. Because at this time, on this second, those jets are gonna fly over you. That's already been paid for." And it was always the same thing. That's why some national anthems always got kind of blown out. Mm.
I hate that, anyways. When singers like. And that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah. Well, the American anthem is the only one that really lends it to interpretation singing.
Whitney Houston. She was the only one that really did it.
She did the best version.
And then everybody
apart from Fergie doing it.
No, they said hers was recorded too.
Hers was recorded.
I think they said her Super Bowl one.
Yeah.
She recorded it live.
Did
and
Prince
then,
do it with his guitar?
No, someone Prince didn't have time.
Paul Santana did it with his guitar.
Whitney Houston one was live. She was just rocked out in a tracksuit.
Yeah.
She didn't give a fuck. Then she just belted it out. That was the best one.
The Santana one sucked. With his guitar?
It was his guitar.
Yeah, but he had two guitars. And then wasn't there a saxophone player or something?
I don't know.
I don't think that one's
good.
What
you want is Fergie doing it. Mm. And she did that one at the All-Star basketball game.
And she pissed herself?
Mm. No, she did the one that, like, where she sounded like Santa baby, come. That one. Where she was going.
Are we allowed to play one? Pull that one up. Pull up some Fergie at NBA All-Star game.
By the
or NBA. Early light. Oh, I remember this one now. This is like recently.
At the twilight.
Why is she singing it recently? Like she's singing a Disney song or something.
It's like Santa Baby.
But it's a combination of that and like a,
she went to do something different and she thought, but don't, you know, just get.
Because she hasn't been irrelevant for a while. My humps was like 10 years ago. My lumps?
She's
my humps?
No, she's on the show. She's a host now.
She's a judge on like the voice or something?
No, she's the four with Puffy and
the four?
And Diddy. With Diddy and DJ Khaled.
And Puffy. Yeah, that's who needs to write that. DJ Khaled needs to write a new national anthem.
And Diddy.
He'll do it.
We the best. He already has it. It's already.
No. Like,
with kinda, this kinda, presidency, yeah, that's the song right there. We the best.
Does he do much? Does he really write songs, DJ Khaled? He's just like.
Does anyone? I don't know what's going on.
What? Does anybody?
Every day the curtain gets lifted a little bit and you think that people are doing stuff and then there's a whole nother team of people behind that person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Ed Sheeran gets in trouble all the time, right?
For what?
He like gets in trouble with his songs sound like other people and stuff.
No, I thought that was that other guy.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? He got sued by Tom Petty.
Sam Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Thicke, and then...
Yeah, his song was exactly the same. I won't back down, that one.
Yeah.
Hang on. Stay. We can't sing these songs. These ones we can't sing. Yeah. Edit, cut. All right, songs.
Why
can people just tell our jokes? Why is that allowed? Why can't they just say jokes and you can't do music? What the fuck's up with that? What's up with that?
What, you mean someone quotes one of your jokes on a radio station?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but why music and why not jokes?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could we read a book on here? Could we read like a Charles Dickens book? And then would the Dickens people like arrest us for doing that?
I have no clue.
Like, could I do an audio book of someone else's book?
I just started, try and sell it? No.
Yeah, I just started following an attorney on YouTube. That's all he does. You write in the comment section, like, what's your question? And he'll do a video on it. Like,
that's not going to help us right now. Yeah. Where are you finding these people?
Oh, man, a lot of rabbit holes, bro. I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I stay, like, on the outer side. I don't go way down.
What's the biggest conspiracy theory that you believe?
Well, aliens. I believe in aliens.
Yeah, I believe in aliens. I don't believe they're walking amongst us.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, to that degree. That's where I'm at.
You believe they're walking amongst us?
Amongst us. Yeah, there's people that are...
In human body suits?
No, I think they managed to evolve into human body.
What?
No.
Like they started out and throughout the years. It all depends where the grays and whether they're grays and blues. Like the blues, they're dope. They're from Florida.
What do you mean grays and blues?
Well, there's
now you're fucking
grays are your Roswell ones.
Yeah. The evil ones are the grays. Those are the ones that then the blues are the ones, and then they got hidden by a native tribe in Florida.
I like how you started this off like you acted like the conspiracy theories you believe in aren't that crazy. This is insane.
No.
Yeah, I'm not with. There's aliens, of course, but they're not hanging out with us. Do you believe in lizard people?
No, but I believe that. That's just like.
You believe in the Illuminati?
I believe in secret societies because some of them are there. So why wouldn't the Illuminati be real?
But who has like the time?
Skulls and bones are out there, and the Masons.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Freemasons.
People that would be in those secret societies are successful people, right?
Yeah, but exactly. Freemasons isn't a secret society. It's just a society. They do things, but like we know they exist.
All right,
yeah.
Jim, you're a successful person.
Yeah.
Would you have time to go to
no
secret
one's
meetings?
Asked me to join anything.
I know, but would you have time to go to a secret meeting if you could?
No, I don't have time to go to a secret meeting.
Like, how do you think these guys have time to go to these secret meetings in the woods and wear bird masks? Whatever the fuck they do.
Look at Tom Cruise.
What do you mean, look at Tom Cruise?
He's part of a society. It's just that they just... It's still... At one point, it was a secret.
Scientology?
Scientology was never a secret.
Yeah, yeah. They've been out
when
in the
he
open.
Had the house right there on Franklin, it was a certain amount of people were invited. Not everybody could go in. Like, no, I went.
They wanted people... You're a Scientologist?
No, but I went to the house. It's pretty dope.
What house? What are you talking about?
The big house, their big compound. They had the big house where, what's his name? Herbert?
Herbert Hoover?
Whatever. Where Herbert.
Hubbard?
Yeah. Across from UCB. It's a UCB, the old UCB.
Hollywood. Yeah, in Hammer Franklin.
But that used to just be a house, and it's pretty dope, dude. I walked around there. They show free movies. So when I lived close by, I used to walk by and just go see Top Gun.
I don't believe in any conspiracy theories. But I mean, then they. But then that your argument would be like, well, there's things that are like there's basic things that are conspiracies still. But I don't believe in any of the like, big, you know, flat Earth. The like, you know, false flags for all these tragedies.
But you believe in conspiracies.
That there's conspiracies? Yeah, it's a word. It means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't think there was a conspiracy to invade Iraq?
Yeah, but that's...
Like a secret conspiracy. Not, oh, they tried to poison my dad.
Yeah, but that's a different thing than saying the Earth's flat.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, there's at least things that I can grasp onto and be like, okay, that could be possible. I'm not saying it is because Bush was president and Cheney and Blackwater. You can draw some connections to where the other ones are working backwards when they're like 9/11 was an inside job and then they work backwards to make it seem like it is. Mm-hmm. You can't work backwards with facts. You have to work forward and prove stuff.
Hmm.
So if you can start to work forward on a conspiracy and it sort of makes sense, maybe it exists. But all the other ones is just bullshit. You're just saying shit. It's flat Earth. Why do you know? Because when I look out, it's flat. All right, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had the flat Earth thing explained to me at great length. Doesn't make sense.
It never makes sense. A flat disk?
Yeah.
And then all the other planets are flat disks, they say too, right?
Everything. The moon's flat disk. The sun's a flat disk. It's all flat
disks. Yeah, but we always see it like that. And then it's like, fucking.
And they
with zero facts.
Yeah, the plan. And then, so when I'm speaking to the conspiracy theorists, so I know some flat earthers. And now the other conspiracy theorists think that the flat earthers are a conspiracy to discredit all other conspiracies that we think they're crazy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know, but that's what they would say.
QAnon's the big one now, that celebrities get together and eat adrenal glands of babies that are farmed off the coast of America on big fucking barges.
Yeah. That's and why do they do that?
Because if you scare a child, the things that are released into the adrenal gland, when you eat the adrenal gland, that's the biggest high you'll ever get. So people like Hillary Clinton go into rooms and they murder. These people really believe this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder babies and all these like Hollywood people who have game nights, you know, like Dane Cook has a game night or whatever like that.
Yeah.
That's just big pedophile things going on, which is just, it's ridiculous. They're just boring people who don't want to drink anymore. Who a lot of the time with celebrities,
the game night people. Yeah.
Well, they're game, but I mean, but no, I'm not saying they're boring people. I'm saying it's just a boring. It's people playing fucking charades. What happened?
Yeah, like exactly what you said. Like maybe they don't want to drink, do drugs, whatever. Like they're just they're addicts. Yeah,
they right don't want to go out and be bothered.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're famous. They don't want to fucking go to.
Famous people is they want to have parties in houses because it's very difficult to go out into bars.
Yeah,
I find it difficult, and I'm not as famous as most of these people.
Yeah, but you are now. You're just realizing it because you still think that you're not because, you know, you never expected to be where you're at now.
Mm.
Like in this villa in Vegas, being able to occasionally fly in a private jet or something. You never thought you'd be there. So you still kind of think that you're back there, but there. And that's, yeah. And then so now you're going to have game nights.
Yeah. But I'm telling you.
We've had game nights. We've been at your house and played like cornhole and like what? I mean, I don't know what else. There's some other games. But it's video games.
It's really just very mundane. It's not what you think.
Yeah, the people always think that like you're. I think they think that like when we flew over here on the jet, I remember it was the four of us were all looking at each other face to face, and we're just like people probably think they were like music's blasting, champagne's popping out, whatever. We're just like yeah. What are you doing? All right, yeah, Vegas gonna be hot. Yeah. Nice.
You just basically got to get here faster and no TSA.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That's worth every penny.
Remember at the airport, that lady?
Oh, yeah. Just the lady just drove up to us. Where are you going?
We were walking up to the little private airport in Van Nuys, and this lady just rolls up in a nice car. That was like a BMW or something like that. And she goes, what did she say?
Where are you guys going?
Yeah. Can I get a ride? Right?
Yeah, she just wanted to ride wherever we were going.
She just asked to get in the plane with her. Just some woman. Just like... Like,
and allegedly that's a thing. People just try to hustle around the
private airport. Yeah, people hang out at private airports and they're just like, hey, they're like, yo, can I catch?
The captain said that? Is that a thing?
No, the guy that books the flight was at the airport too. And he goes, yeah, that happens.
Because I just, as close as I've been to a story like that is watching Entourage, the show on HBO. And it was just like when they got a ride from Kanye West to Cannes Film Festival. Turtle was like, Kanye, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Cannes. Do you have room? And he just turns around and it's a 737. I got some room.
Yeah, but that guy's famous. This was a rando in a car that's just like, hey, got an extra seat.
Jeez.
Yeah, would you say you're like, from now on, you just say, yeah, I'm going to Reno to my mother's funeral. This is the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd still be like, okay.
Reno.
I'll go to Reno. They got the biggest rock climbing world in the world. They have that through. Did she get back to you? Oh, wait. Give Jack the mic. Whoa. She got back to you. All right. Here we go. Update.
Here we go.
She goes, I'm bartending at that time.
God, that wasn't even worth passing the microphone.
Yeah,
make me a drink. I'll have a drink.
So what did you reply?
Nothing yet.
Nothing. What are you going to reply?
I'll have one of those tequilas with a bit of Coca-Cola in it.
What do you recommend?
What do I recommend? Say, what time are you working till? Maybe we can get a drink after.
Give that one a go. Give that one a go.
Jack, where's the tequila?
It's in the big vase.
Blue and white.
The blue and white bottle there.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is good podcasting.
Is it?
This is good podcasting. He's a little low today.
This is going to be our highest rated one ever. All right, Jack. Well, you're killing it. Have you been having a good weekend in Vegas?
I'm having a great time. Thank you for bringing me along.
That's all right.
What was your favorite thing so far?
Things I probably shouldn't mention on the podcast.
The mushroom risotto.
I love the mushroom risotto. Actually, it was very tasty.
Yeah? How long did that make you feel full for?
Until I went to sleep, I think. I woke up, and I was like, ah.
Wow, what a mushroom risotto that was, huh? Yep. Is your mom okay with you eating mushroom risotto?
I don't think she even knew I like mushrooms. I usually take them off my pizza, but for this first time, I was like, I'm going to try the mushrooms, and not that bad.
Really good?
Yeah. Yeah, it made you really hungry for some reason. I looked over at one point and you were eating even more food and you weren't paying attention at all. And you weren't obeying any orders that we were giving you. You're like, Jack, stop doing that. And then you just like, and just kept eating it. Yep. Mushroom risotto. And then for dessert, chocolate. Good job, Jack. You're really seeing Vegas. You're getting it done.
Getting it done.
And then you went to a hip hop club.
Down the strip club.
Dressed like Tucker Carlson. Like, let me try and get some chicks.
Yeah. Did not work.
Huh?
Yeah.
Get over there.
I still got to make my bank card work again. I've just been spending cash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I should do that. That would take seconds.
Yeah, you get your phone.
Yeah.
You got to make your iMessage blue.
I've done that.
No, it's not working for me yet. Yeah, so.
Are we done?
No, we're not done yet. I mean, well, let me see. We've done enough time for one.
We're only doing one.
Yeah, we can just ramble. I thought if we went longer, we're going to get a lot of comments in this podcast. Look, we're on hiatus right now.
We don't have a show to talk about.
Yeah. Jim, you're not even here in Vegas right now. We're trying to help you guys out. I'm going to be in Mexico when this comes out.
I mean, in Hawaii.
Where are you going to be, Orlando? What is it? Don't worry about it.
Do you have water glasses in your room?
Have a look. No, I don't believe I do, but have a little gaze around.
Well, I guess we can
wrap it up. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Good night, Australia.
We're on hiatus right now. We'll be back. With some high energy podcasts. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play. I don't have the sheet in front of me, so I don't know all of it. And go see Jim's special, This Is Me Now, on Netflix. And Orlando, you want me to promote you?
Hey, Lando.
At Hey Lando. Go to him. He's over in the corner making some drinks now. And we'll have Orlando back on maybe in November because he's got something going on, but we won't announce it yet. But I'm Forrest Shaw, and thanks. Good night.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.